There are two bills circulating around the Capitol designed to increase compensation for exonerated inmates. This one, sponsored by Representative Richard Spanbauer of Oshkosh, would boost the current state payment from $5,000 per year of wrongful incarceration to $15,000 a year and remove the current $25,000 cap. Spanbauer says his bill shouldn't be judged by how much it will cost state taxpayers, but by the harm the wrongfully convicted have suffered.
It's the fact of what's been taken away from somebody that's basically rotted in a prison cell for many, many years. Lost a family, income, career, friends, relation, you name it. And that person comes out of prison after 18, 20, 25 years. There's nothing there for that person. This is the least that we can do for these people.
But backers of another bill, yet to be introduced, say the state should do more. Spanbauer's bill does not provide employment, housing, and health care assistance to exonerees. A bill sponsored by Madison Democrat Mark Pocan includes those provisions plus $50,000 instead of $15,000 in compensation per year of incarceration. Representative Gary Hebel of Sun Prairie says Pocan's is the better bill.
It's more thorough. It's more well thought out. This bill that Spanbauer has is in the right direction, but clearly it's not adequate, and I wish we could deal with Pocan's bill.
If the $50,000 a year figure is approved in Wisconsin, it would bring the state in line with what the federal government offers people wrongfully incarcerated in federal prisons. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.